Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente throws the ball into Alley, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verdon out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blass out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Ali applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Ali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ali is 0 for 1 in the game. Ali hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfi Tano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazeroski for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brock out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 1 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cowan. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alley. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. Amalfitano moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Fred Green now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Fred Green. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a line drive towards short. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Butters now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellsworth, and towards Stewart, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.